Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan. You've got me back this week after a week break. I was suffering with the flu, so we're back to still got a wee bit of it, so you might hear it now and again when I have to mute for a cough. But I'm back where we should be, in the presenter's chair with Gordo. How are you doing, Gordon?
I'm not bad. You actually, I actually have the same, well, not as bad as you, but I also, I'm suffering a bit. So, yeah, if any spurious coughs, I'm sure Gary will work his magic with, and replace them with Teams, perhaps. Oh, Chester.
It felt weird not being here last week, but yourself and Dave did a tremendous job, as obviously you would. And we've got some picks from last week to review. It's quite nice not being involved this week, just taking a step back and letting you run through what went down over the weekend.
Okay, yeah, so what went down, let's start from there, let's go with the report. So I had Leicester Man City as a banker. Man City did win this at 1-4, but they did only win 1-0. Bit more of a testy game for them. Haaland's out at the moment, so they're not getting that usual two or three goal plus. So not the banker came in, but not as confident as that. Dave's banker would probably his most disappointing part of his week. This was Real Madrid versus Girona. They were up 1-0 for ages, back to one each in late on. And then Real Madrid had a goal chopped off in the 90 plus six or something.
It was in stoppage time because I was aware of it because it was the only game we had going on Sunday that didn't come in.
Yes, we had I had a super Sunday, but Dave not so much. But yeah, so yeah. That didn't land for him there. In the value area for me, I had Freiburg away at Schalke. Freiburg did win at 9-10, quite confidently so as well. Dave wasn't so lucky in his value, which is where he generally excels in value and kind of outsidery slots. Colchester Stevenage. Colchester took the lead very quickly. Stevenage got a goal back and we're thinking, hey, we're onto something here. And Stevenage were vastly the better team, 19 shots on target versus 5, 4 shots on goal versus 1, 6 off goal. You know, they were all over them. They just couldn't put the ball in the net. So disappointing in that game and no value there. But let's talk about the pick of the week. Well, not quite the pick of the week yet. Rangers versus Aberdeen, because I fancied Aberdeen to get something out of this game. They did start, I mean, with their only shot on target, they took a 1-0 lead, which was great. Our cash out was up there. We were mixing it with the best of them.
Now is an interesting time to discuss my thoughts on this game in the group chat that we have with all the other co-hosts. I did not like this pick. And I said, I think Rangers would win it 3 or 4-0. And of course, the Aberdeen goal goes in early. And Dave's like, do you like the pick any better now? And I was like, no, you've just poked the bear, man. It's going to get worse.
Bears, I believe. It's plural. But yeah, you know, Rangers have got, Aberdeen have got results off of, Aberdeen have got results off of Rangers recently, but they didn't fancy it. They actually didn't get cuffed by Napoli as much as I thought they would. I thought they were going to get a proper hammering off of Napoli. They'd be on Gio's back about the whole thing. And then, you know, they might not get 3 points at Aberdeen and then go into the Ajax game, which they lost 3-1 last night. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a much worse result, but no, Rangers went on to win that game 4-1, so they come back to do that. So no outsider for me, but Dave, in outsider zone, Finn Harps versus University College Dublin.
It was Friday night as well, so it was the first pick of the weekend. It was a 3-1 shot.
Yeah, and it steamrolled in. 3-1 they won at 3-1. So a great result for Dave there. Well done, him. Then on to the charity, which I think you'll be backing this week. Because
I wasn't even here last week.
Well, Dave's not backing it. So, and I backed it last week and mine came in. So
I'll take the hit. You're essentially punishing me for taking sick leave, which I'm sure contravenes
some sort of employment law.
But yeah, fine. Makes sense. Yeah, yours did come in. I'd been on it last week anyway, and even if I'd picked a winner, it would have switched anyway. So yes, that's fair.
It will be across. So charity, we went one of two as well. I had Atalanta away at Empoli. They won this game 2-0. They were 2-0 up within about half an hour, I seem to recall. They were doing quite well. They got a goal chopped off as well in there. So they won it 4-5. And then Dave had Hartlepool versus Grimsby, which was all well and good in the first half. Grimsby taking a 1-0 lead, but they also poked the Hartlepool Bears there, who come back and and really took them apart. They ended up losing that game 3-1. So yeah, not a great result for us all in.
It was an interesting week.
In the charity slot, I would say. But, you know, if Dave's banker lands, quite a good week.
It was quite a good week overall. It was actually interesting because I backed all the picks, despite the fact I wasn't involved in the show. Always backed the picks. And just the way that the games worked timing-wise, with Dave's Outsider being the first match, at about half an hour into the 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday, if you'd put on the eightfold of all the picks, you could actually cash out for maybe 10 times your money.
Yeah, it was about, I think I had a 40 quid cash out or something, so about eight times for me, but yeah.
He was good. It was looking good at about 3:30 on Saturday across the entire board. And then a couple of results didn't go our way, and then of course the banker fail on Sunday. Mixed bag. But some good results, and starting the weekend with a 3-1 winner basically paid for the rest of my shenanigans anyway, so that was all good. Let's hope to know Dave this week. So I'm in Dave's place.
You're in the Dave, unfortunately, the Dave spot my knowledge this
of week. Unfortunately, my knowledge of the English lower leagues, not as good as Dave's, so I'll be looking further afield to leagues I'm more comfortable in when it comes to picking this weekend's picks after the break. We're about to head to that break. We do have a Patreon channel, guys. It's www.patreon.com/trampledbet. £6 a month to be a member of the Trampled Bet Club. Helps us out with the running costs of the show. Keeps us going as a going concern, essentially. And you get something in return. You get this podcast as a video podcast as soon as we release it, unedited, including a middle section instead of the break, where Gordon and I just talk about some interesting things, some picks that perhaps we like that didn't make the show, and if there's anything else worth betting on in other sports. You also get extra content podcasts and also the cheat sheet, which is all the picks for the week ahead written down in a handy JPEG format that you can just pull up on your phone on the Patreon app. So search Patreon for Trampled Bet and sign up there. And we will see you after this short break for next week's picks.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks. So the picks for the weekend of Saturday, November 5th, 2022. As usual, myself and Gordo will run through a banker pick each, a value pick, an outsider pick, and then we'll come to a consensus on a charity double. One pick from each of us, 10 of our own money on that pick. And should we get any returns, they all go to a charity that we will announce next week should we have a winner. Right, G, little mixed bag last week. Let's see if we can improve on that. Let's try and get the banker double in. That's always where I like to start, because if a banker bet fails, that tends to mean I'm going to have a losing week overall.
So much faith
that I put in the bankers that we select, that I combine them with a lot of other things, or my stake is substantially higher. So I am in Germany in the top division, the Bundesliga, on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in Berlin for Hertha versus Bayern Munich. And the away win for Bayern is priced up at 1-4, which I actually think is a fine price. Hertha are 14th place after 12 games. They've amassed only 11 points so far. Bayern are second. They're behind Union Berlin, who are top of the table so far. But Bayern have 25 points from their 12 games, so substantially better than Hertha. Form-wise, Hertha have one win, two draws, and two losses from their last five league games, so 5 points out of possible 15, and that puts them 15th in the league's five-game form table. And as you'd expect, conversely, Bayern are top of that form table, 13 points gained from their last five fixtures, so that's 4 wins and one draw. Bayern have also won the last 5 head-to-head meetings of these sides. So pretty much everything in Bayern's favour. And I just see them as a lock this week to pick up 3 points.
On the subject of German locks, I am going to be taking Borussia Dortmund this weekend. But I think I can beat those statistics. So Borussia Dortmund are 4th in the league. They're 3 points behind Bayern on 22. They play against VfL Bochum. 7 points from their first 12 games. They got cuffed last week by Wolfsburg. They beat Eversburg in the cup the week before. Now, or midweek. Eversburg, I believe, are in the Regionale Nordwest or something. Like they're in, yeah, the Dritte Liga this season. They're not a very good team. They only beat them 1-0. And yeah, it's just Bochum, they've had a couple of decent results in there, which I think is why you're getting Dortmund at 1-4. Now, I looked at this game for first half goals because I think there probably will also be first half goals. You get that 2-9, so slightly worse price.
Okay.
I think the Dortmund win is a better shout there.
You get early payout as well, and you'd be hoping that would come in no bother, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, I mean, they drew 0-0 with Man City, they beat Stuttgart 5-0, they drew 1-1 with Sevilla, and they drew 2-2 with Bayern. These are not bad results in your last five. You know, you're playing against some of the world's best teams. I think, if that's their home results, I think Dortmund have got this in them. I think they'll go out and win this. So, Dortmund at home, 1-4.
2-1-4 shouts, both in the German top flight. So, you know, I like them. I don't know
as well.
Both at 2:30, both kicking off just half an hour before that traditional UK kickoff time. Dortmund play away at Copenhagen this evening.
They do.
So it'll be interesting to see how they get on.
They don't actually need a result, I believe.
They're against Bochum at the weekend. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
So combining those two together, you're going to get something like 0.5 to 1 or something like that. So maybe not worthwhile the banker double. Maybe they're combining it in with the value picks and trying to hit a fourfold. Maybe that's what I'll do this weekend. And talking about values, now onto my value pick this weekend. And the Patreon members will have already heard me talk about how it's the end of the Japanese J-League season this weekend. All games in the final game week card are kicking off at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. There's loads going on in relegation and also for the title. And one of those games is Tokyo FC versus Kawasaki Frontale, where the away win for Kawasaki is priced up at 4-5 or 3-4. Kawasaki come into this game in second place, 2 points behind league leaders Yokohama F. Marinos. So absolutely everything to play for in the title is very much on the line. But the bottom line is, for a shot at the title, Kawasaki must win this match and then hope that Vissel Kobe, the team Kawasaki actually beat 2-1 last week, can take points off of the Yokohama F. Marinos, which is very possible. It's going to be a belter of a run-in. Kobe, Kawasaki, and Tokyo, so three of those four teams I mentioned, are actually the top three teams in the league's five-game form table. But if you narrow that sample size further, you can see that Kawasaki have won their last three games on the spin, whereas Tokyo have lost one, then lost. So two losses and one win in those last three matches. Kawasaki have anything to play for here, but Tokyo are back in sixth place. And really, apart from league position, coming fifth or coming seventh or coming sixth, don't really have anything to play for in this match. Kawasaki have won the last four meetings of the two sides on the spin, and I fancy them to win this one too. It's a game they absolutely have to win. They're in very good form. They need to put the pressure on Yokohama, who have a tough game away at Vissel Kobe. Kobe have been brilliant lately, and Yokohama have sort of stuttered coming to the end of the season. So in order for them to put the pressure on, they need to win this game, put the ball in Yokohama's court, and I think they'll do it. I think they might do it reasonably comfortably as well. So the away win's 3-4, and I think it's just a good price.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe had to be really good at the end of the season to not end up relegated, because they're out of the relegation zone, like you know, by a point, I think that they're secure. So yeah, good pick in there. I will take you to a league that I am much more familiar with. Much as Andy has headed over to Japan, I'll be in the lower leagues of France in the League 2. This is top of the league. Bordeaux are playing away at Nîmes. So Bordeaux just came out of League 1. So they got relegated last season. Nîmes have been up and down, but they've been down for a few years now. Bordeaux have been fantastic since they joined this league. 13 games, 27 points, top of the league, versus a Nîmes team who are, by the grace of goal difference, off the bottom of the league. They are joint on points with three teams, Saint-Étienne, Nîmes and Niort, are all on 11 points at the bottom of the league. So top versus virtual bottom here. Bordeaux, their away form has been great. They've taken 11 points from six games. Nîmes have taken 10 points from their six games, but they've only scored four goals over those six games.
They've used them well then.
You know, they've been efficient with those games. They've been against slightly more easy opposition like Bastia Borgo, Bastia Borgo and Laval in there. Bordeaux's games have been pretty good. They've beaten Paris FC, who are towards the top. Their last five games, that's a cup game included in that, but their last five games, they have won three, lost one, and drawn one in there. They've beaten Metz, they've beaten Laval, they've beaten Stade Borlée, but I'm not looking much into that because that was in the Coupe de France. But I think they should have enough to beat Nîmes here. 12 to 11 at 3.65.
Yeah, better than even money. I'm just looking at that just now. So if you were to take my suggestion of earlier, if you fancied you know, putting these together in some sort of ACA, the fourfold of the bankers and values works out 4.6 to 1. So that's Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, Bordeaux, and Kawasaki Frontale, which I think is pretty reasonable.
I mean, yeah, but could you not have picked a team that began with B? So it'd been the four Bs rather than
four
just...
Bs. No, it's treble BK.
Yeah, great. I look forward to them rolling in.
I hope so. Early start in the Saturday morning for the Kawasaki Frontale game, but hopefully that comes in, and then it's just a case of two bankers and an even money shot to go. On to the outsider picks. This is where we try and find something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog that we think actually has a genuinely good shot of coming in. Certainly better expected value than the odds would suggest. And for my outsider this week, I am on Monday evening in the Danish Superliga at 6 p.m. for Midtjylland versus Nordsjælland. And the away win for Nordsjælland here is better than 2-1. It's up at 9-4 currently at Bet365. They've had a brilliant start to the season, and really there's no signs of them stopping that so far. They're top of the league with 15 games having been played on 31 points. And Midtjylland are back in 8th position on 21 points. Form-wise, Nordsjælland, they're top of the league, 5-game form table. They've 11 points from a possible 15. Midtjylland have picked up a bit lately. They've managed 8 points from their last possible 15. But the home and away split here is pretty interesting. Midtjylland are severely underperforming at home. They're 10th. It's only a 12-team league, and they're 10th out of the entire league in how many games they've picked up at home this season. 8 points from 8 home matches, which is nowhere near what they'd want to see, considering
averaging
they're usually
a draw at home. That's rancid for them.
Through 8 games as well. It's not like that's a 3-game sample size. That's really bad for a team that, you know, won a challenge for the title every single year. Whereas Nordsjælland excel away from home. Top of the table when only taking into account away matches. 14 points taken from 7 away games. So averaging 2 points every single away match. All of those factors mean I quite like the 9-4 price. I certainly don't like an odds on Midtjylland. I don't mind the 9-4 for an away win, and I don't mind the 5-2 available for a draw either. But you know, I'm going to pick a side here, so I'll take the away team. But the draw is a fine bet as well at 5-2.
Nice. Well, mine's is, you know, I feel myself saying that this might be a shite baggy outsider, but it's not really. It's 2-1. 11-5 at places, right? But, and there is a but in here. I always like an outsider that's better than this. So I like something about threes. So anyway, I'm gonna be a shite bag this weekend and just let it roll in.
2-1 is fine. That's an underdog price. That's good.
It is that, Andy. So okay, I'll proceed. Valenciennes versus Colm. That's pronounced. It looks like it's written Cayenne, like the pepper. But I was roundly told off by my French colleagues who found out I'd done a podcast and roasted quite a lot of the pronunciation.
Yeah. So how do you pronounce that?
So it's Valenciennes versus Col. So an A and an E should be. It's like
A W.
Yeah.
In Col.
Okay. So that is that there, and I've got some other pronunciations for later on. Two teams that are around the same position in the league, so 6th and 7th, 22 and 21 points, both one win away from being in that automatic promotion slot there. Valenciennes have been pretty all right at home. From 6 games, they've taken 14 points. Col, away from home, have been rubbish. They've taken 5 points from their 6 games. It's a bit of an odd one in that Col are the best home team in the league. They get most of their points there. They just don't pick up that many points away from home. And they're playing away from home this week against a team who are about as good as they are. Now, Colm, they scraped through against Saint-Malo in the Coupe de France midweek. So they ended up having to go through on penalties there against a team that are, you know, far down the divisions. I think they're in the Ligue, the Ligue Nationale 2. So they're in the French 4th division. And they scraped by them. Saint-Malo got a man sent off and got a late penalty to actually get it, 2 penalties. So, you know, their form away from home isn't great, considering that they were pushed to penalties by a team from the 4th division just midweek. So I fancy Valenciennes at home. You can get them at 11-5 or 2-1, depending on which bookmaker.
Yeah, so pricing that up just now, Bet365 for wins for FC Nordsjælland and Valenciennes works out 8.75-1 for an outsider double, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
and decent. Certainly worth a go at a couple of speculative speculative results. They're the main picks from this week's show. But on to a charity bet, which I'll be backing this week after Gordon's successful charity bet last week. Well done. So pressure on me to pick something good. And I'm in the top flight in Germany, the German Bundesliga. I believe this game's Sunday at 2:30. I've got written down in my notes for Augsburg versus Frankfurt. And Frankfurt sit fifth with 20 points from 12 games and a plus five goal difference. Augsburg back in 13th place, 14 points from 12 matches and a negative six goal difference. I like the mismatch in form here. Augsburg haven't won any of their last five matches, whilst Frankfurt have won five of their last six games across all competitions. What's even more interesting for me is that Augsburg have been one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to home performances. 17th out of 18 teams when it comes to points picked up at home, managing only 5 points from six home games. So even worse than Michelin's 1 point per home appearance. They're even less than that. So I'm hoping that this will be a relatively comfortable away win for Frankfurt that you can find at odds of 4-5.
Nice one. Well, my odds this week are 2-3, right?
Ooh.
And I'm going to take you to the Sierra B, which is now an early payout league. Thank you very much, Bet365. And I take you to top of Sierra B this week, Frosinone. So they have been fantastic of recent. They've won their last seven games at home on the spin. So they're tearing teams apart. They're playing against bottom of the league Perugia, whose only win in the last few weeks was a 3-2 win against Regina, where I had backed Regina, and they did everything to try and fuck that game away for themselves. Throwing in goals, being generally shit. Now, that was a total misnomer. You know, Perugia are not a good team. They're not going to turn around their season like Kobe here. They're going to be down towards the bottom. And I like them to lose to Frosinone here. So Frosinone, 11 games played, 24 points. Perugia, 11 games played, 7 points. 8 goals scored, 18 conceded. At 2-3, I see this as a very good charity pick. So Andy, what is the double?
So the double for Perugia and Eintracht Frankfurt.
Not Perugia.
Sorry, Frosinone.
Stay away from Perugia.
For Frosinone and Eintracht Frankfurt, any double is 1.87-1. So just shy of 30 quid, hopefully. But, you know, returns are returns.
They are.
Wins are wins.
I would just like to see them roll in. That'd be nice.
Let's get it in. There's Gordon not wanting to back another charity pick, so he's lowballed the odds again.
Look, I think that if you shop around there, which there's no point in doing because you want that two-goal payout, to be honest, you can find it at the heady heights of 3-5 or 7-11 other places. So if you truly wish to shop around, there is no more value to be found.
Just stick with 3-6-5 and that two-goal payout. Let's get the charity double in at odds of 1.87-1. So they're the main picks from the show, all eight of them. If you fancy doing the mega coupon, quite a small odds mega coupon, Gordon, of 156.33-1.
I mean, I would knock back, you know, just shy of a grand
You'd take that if it came in. I think we've got some good picks in there. So hopefully next week we are reporting back on a successful 8 out of 8 week. Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, can I just briefly talk about something else before the podcast ends? But the Trample Bet group. So obviously we have the Trample Bet Facebook group on there. A couple of new members in there. So welcome to Chris Saunders and various different folks have joined. He had Longs and Genk in his first double that he suggested that rolled in. He then backed Liverpool, which
Dave Greenfield did not like.
No. I mean, he did not, which is good. I like the back and forth there. So there's been a couple of things in the Facebook group. The other one I wanted to know, I believe Matt Halsall had a bit of a winner in there. He'd Longs again, Bran, Notts County, over 0.5 in Hull, Blackpool and Plymouth.
Yeah, he got a good ACCA.
Yeah, he got a good ACCA, so another good result there.
Chris Kelly had a good result in the UFC as well.
He did, and we were talking about that last week, so there's been a couple of things posted. But I invite anyone who has one of the picks in the group that has a winning coupon or whatever, I might start a little winner's enclosure. So you might get a shout out on the show next week if you backed something that came in. Talk to us about
it. You need to say it beforehand.
Aye.
You can't just be posting.
I fancy this.
Yeah, you can't just be posting winning slips and then ignoring all the losing ones. Like that's
I mean, I personally posting winning slips for me would be less fun because it would show the whole picture for me. But I love when guys are posting winners there. It's great.
Yeah,
to see
it's good to see. It's good to see winners. It's always good to share picks in advance as well. And you know, the whole point of this podcast is to share what we think might happen this weekend and what we think the best bets are. But the onus is always on the listener to agree or disagree.
Yeah.
And take what they like, investigate further, and discard what they don't like. And hopefully we provide that service pretty well. So join the Facebook group, and if you really want to go the extra mile, join the Patreon group as well. £6 a month, help us out with our running costs, give something back to the show, and get something in return with the video podcast and the cheat sheet, all the picks written down. Gordo, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I believe we may have Jerome Els come in on the show.
Yeah,
couple of weeks.
He had.
It'll be nice to see Jerome back.
He's been rumoured to be appearing, so we look forward to. The bookies haven't paid out on his appearance yet, but you know, I'd be confident of the points over next.
Oh yeah, that well-known market next trampled bet.
It host.
Yeah. Co-host slot.
Has to host all four picks as the little brackets there. Can't just be in for some. So yeah, I look forward to having a guest on next week, but it's been great to do this with you again, Andy. I'm glad you're back to full fitness, or at least enough to podcast.
Half fitness at least. That'll do. That's fine. Maybe in the off season I can get some sort of Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. It removed the Japanese bone from your body. You stop thinking about it.
That's the end of the Japanese season this week. I'm really looking for. I might get up at 5 a.m. and watch that. Seriously considering it.
Are you not hosting a poker night on Friday night?
Yeah.
So reasonably, you may be still up at 5 a.m.
Potentially could do it. What I could have done was watch the World Series and just rolled straight into it. But because of the rain delay, that's now a travel day. Friday, and there's no gate.
Is there coverage of that? Because you watch them on the plane. You were on a plane. Do you know what I mean?
Flying from Philadelphia to Houston. That'd be great.
Oh, Justin Verlander's went to the bathroom. That can't be good for the team.
Oh, man. No, there's plenty of good stuff happening this weekend. And hopefully a winning week. Sports betting wise as well. Thanks, Gordon. Thanks to everyone for listening. As usual, we will see you back here next week. And in the meantime, happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.